Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin, daf Chav Dalid. We left off at the Mishnah on toward the bottom of daf Chav Gimel Amabez. Today's shiur is sponsored by Moistus Chernobyl Mid-Atlantic in honor of my 21st anniversary, which Danielle and I are observing today. And Moistus Chernobyl Mid-Atlantic extends Birchas Chernobyl that we should have Bracha Natzlocha Mach Nachas. And as the Chernobyl Rebbe of North Woodmere says, we should all be matzliach. So thank you very much to the generous sponsor, on the occasion of the sponsorship. So today, anyway, getting down to business, we have been discussing over the past couple of days a series of Mishnayos, again, which follow the general structure that what's kosher for A is puzzle for B, what's kosher for B is going to be puzzle for A. And the two seem to be mutually exclusive and have different... and have different halachos. Today we're going to cover two Mishnayos, the first of which is going to deal with the contrast between Parah Aduma and Egla Arufa, how the Parah Aduma has to be shechted and how the Egla Arufa has to have an Arifa done. Arifa means that we break the back of the neck of the animal. And the second Mishnah is going to teach us about the differences between Kohanim and Levim. So the Mishnah is going to say somewhat cryptically, that's what's kosher for Kohanim is puzzle for Levim. What's kosher for Levim is puzzle for Kohanim. And what we're going to see right away is that we're talking about the criteria for serving as either a Kohen or a Levi in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara is going to focus on the two criteria of being a Tam, of not being a Balmum, and also being of an appropriate age. That by a Levi, the Levi is only allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash between a very limited window. We'll see in the Gemara whether it's 25 to 50 or really it's 30 to 50, what you have to start doing at the age of 25. Whereas by a Kohen, there's no such thing necessarily as a Kohen aging out, that the Kohen can continue to serve in the Beis HaMikdash even after the age of 50, all the way up until another age, which the Gemara is going to get to. And of course, then there's a beginning age that the Kohen has to reach in order to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara is going to focus on the distinctions between Kohanim and Levim in terms of what render them ineligible for service in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's going to take us all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis. So again, picking up from the Mishnah at the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah says as follows, that kosher bepara, puzzle be'egla, what's kosher for the Parah Aduma is going to be puzzle for the Egla Arufa, kosher be'egla, puzzle bepara. What is kosher for the Egla Arufa is going to be puzzle for the Para, is going to be puzzle for the Parah Aduma. So first of all, the Tiferes Yisrael is bothered over here. We started off discussing issues of what is kosher for Shechita, is puzzle for Malika, and then we started discussing what's kosher for one type of bird is not kosher for the other type of bird. So the Tiferes Yisrael and other Mefarshim generally work on the sequencing of all these Mishnayos, because they sort of appear to be going out of order. A Parah Aduma and an Egla Arufa, they're not really kachim because they're not really karbanos, but they're sort of kachim because they have these rigorous procedures that have to be followed. And why does this Mishnah come after the Mishnah dealing with the halacha by birds? So the Mefarshim work on that. Tosfos points out that really we could have asked the distinction, or we could have raised the distinction in the Mishnah, that what is kosher for all types of behemos, whether they be chulin or kachim, is puzzled by an Egla Arufa. And what's kosher by an Egla Arufa is puzzled by all other behemoths that we eat, whether those behemoths be chulin or kachim. Why? Because the point is that the Egla Arufa is killed by Arifa. The Parah Aduma is shechted with shechita. Okay, good. So is every other animal that we eat. Every other karban, every other animal of chulin that we eat is also shechted with shechita. Tosva says true, but we choose to draw the distinction between the Egla Arufa and the Parah Aduma because they are both similar, and that they're both considered kachim, but they're shechted outside, or not shechted, but they're killed outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Parah Aduma shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Egla Arufa is killed outside the Beis HaMikdash. There are also other similarities. Tosfa says that there's a requirement of lo ala alel ol, that they are not permitted to be beasts of burden. And because there were similarities in the various halakas between the Parah Aduma and the Egla Arufa, that's why we choose to draw the distinction between these two animals. So says the Gemara, so Tana Rabbanan, Parah b'shechita k'shem. kashera. So the para is kosher only b'shchita, b'arifa psula, is pasul with arifa. Egla b'arifa kashera b'shchita psula. However, by an egla, it's kosher only with arifa, but it is pasul if you shecht it, because the egla roof has to be killed with a blow to the back of the neck. Nimtzeis, therefore, it comes out, kosher b'para, pasul b'egla, kosher b'egla, pasul b'para. That which is good for the para is bad for the egla, that which is good for the egla is bad for the para. Says the Gemara, but let me draw a kal v'chomer. Bete para k'shera b'arifa mikal v'chomer, but the para aduma should be kosher even if it's done b'arifa, even if it's killed b'arifa, on account of a kal v'chomer. Why? So says the Gemara, the Kal V'Chomer is like this. Uma egla shelo uchshuru b'shchita. Madach the egla rufa, which is not kosher if it's shechted. Uchshuru ba'arifa, it's kosher if it's killed ba'arifa. Potter shehuchshuru b'shchita, the para, which is good if it's shechted. In a din shehuchshuru ba'arifa, isn't it a Kal V'Chomer that it can also be killed through arifa? Says the Gemara, Amarkra v'shachat v'chuka. Because the Pasuk says Vishachat Lagabe Paraduma, the Pasuk also says Chuka, and Chuka is, and the Pasuk Rashi points out, it says Zos Chuka Satora. So because it says Chuka, it means that when it says Vishachat, it's Dafka. Vishchita in Barifa lo, that it could only be killed with Shchita, it cannot be killed Barifa. So says the Gemara, V'chol Hecha Dechziv Be Chuka. So it's mashma, says the Gemara, that we have a valid kal v'chomer here, that I would have otherwise made a kal v'chomer from egla rufa to para duma to teach me that it's kosher even by rifa. The only reason why we don't make the kal v'chomer is because we have the word in the pasuk v'chuka. So is it true that whenever we have the word in the pasuk v'chuka that I don't make what would otherwise be an otherwise valid kal v'chomer? Is that really true? Says the Gemara, I v'chal eicha d'chsiv b'chuka lo d'arshin and kal v'chomer v'agabe yom kippurim l'gabe yom kippur d'chsiv b'chuka, where it says chok, it says the word chok, and yet v'tanya v'so chatas, when we're talking about the Sir Lashem and the Sir Lazazel, so we know in the Avodah of Yom Kippur how the Sir Lashem and the Sir Lazazel obtained their designations. We know that there's the Gorol that the Kohen Gadol draws, and he places the two Gorolos in the Kalpi, and then he draws the Gorol, and then he puts one on one animal, one on the other. And the one that says Lashem is the Sir Lashem, the one that says Lazazel is Lazazel. So says the Gemara, V'tanya V'oso Chatas. It says in the Pasuk, V'oso Chatas, and that's what makes it a Chatas. Hagorel oso chatas, veina shemos chatas. That it's the gorel, it's the lottery that makes it into a chatas, and it is not the kriyas shem that makes it into a chatas. Sheyachol valodinu, because I would have thought it's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shelo kiddush hagorel kiddush hashem, madach, in a place where the gorel is not, it does not confer a status. Kriya Shem can confer a status, and says Rashi, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about wherever you have pairs of things that are brought. So for example, Kine Zavim, Vyoldos, whenever a Zav or a Yoledes has to bring a kinim, which are a pair of birds, one for a chatas, one for an ola, dechel chatas vechel ola, shem higrul aleim, shekosav aleven achas chatas ve'aleven achas ola. So the guy decides he's going to do a throwback to what the avoda was in the Beis HaMikdash, and instead of being a normal person and saying this one is a chatas, this one is an ola, the guy's going to play pretend the coin gadol, and he's going to draw a lottery, he's going to draw lots. One of them, and he's going to take two stones, one of them he's going to write chatas, one of them he's going to write ola, and then he does this lottery. We never find anywhere in the Pasuk or anywhere in the Torah that if you do a Gorol on the Kinim, that that's actually effective. So it's not effective. So Vim Ratzah Lishnosan Urshos Biyado. And if you therefore draw this lottery and you draw a lot on one of them that says Chatas and the other one that says Ola, you're allowed to reverse the designation because the designation is meaningless. Yet Kiddush Hashem, and Rashi explains, Demei Acher Shepiresh Zeh Lechatas Vezel Ola. After you say expressly that one is for a chatas and one is for an ola, then imshina pasul, then you're not allowed to change the designation. Dechsiv motzvah sezechatishmar, because it says in the pasuk that you have to keep your word. Alma shame koveya. The alma. So obviously we see that it's the kriya shame which is koveya. V'mishane nimtzas chatas lamala v'ola lamata mokam shekidish. Now what's the problem if you designate one as a chatas, one as an ola? The problem is that the blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, different places. One is above the Chutah Sikra, one is below the Chutah Sikra. Therefore, you have to make sure that when you designate them, you are keeping with the designation. So in any event, back in the Gemara, without the word chukah, so by Yom Kippur it says the word chukah. We know that the way the chatas, we know that the way the Sir Lashem and the Sir Lazazel are designated is with a goral, and we say I might have had a havamina madach where a goral is not effective. And Tosfos points out over here, we should just mention, Tosfos points out, how do I know that a goral is not effective? Rashi is taking for granted that if the guy decided to be a wise guy and put gorolos on the birds, and he drew one that said chatas and one that said ola, that it's not going to be effective. But where do we know that? Tosfos says, I don't know where we know that, but it's got to be that there's some miyot in the pasuk that teaches me that the goral is not effective, because the whole premise of our Gemara is that by kinim the goral is not effective, but kriya shem is effective. So I would have thought to make a kal v'chomer madach where a goral is ineffective, kriyas Hashem is effective. By Yom Kippur, where the goral is effective, certainly kriyas Hashem should be effective. So mokum back at the Gemara, about six lines down, mokum shekidish goral, ein adin shekidish Hashem, tamalomar, I have a miyot, va'oso chatas. It says in Pasuk, va'oso chatas, hagoral oso chatas, vein Hashem oso chatas. That it's only the goral that has the power to make the designation. However, Kriyas Hashem does not have the power to effectuate the designation here. Taima, the Kasav Rachman of Oso Chatas. The only reason why I know that only the goral works is because I have a special miyat and pasuk that it says Oso Chatas. Halav Hachidarshin and Kal V'chomer. However, without that, I would have been Doresh the Kal V'chomer. Without this miyot, I would have been done the Kal V'chomer, even though by Yom Kippur it says Chukah. And therefore, even though by Paraduma it says Chukah, if I have a valid Kal V'chomer to learn from Egla Rufa, I should learn the Kal V'chomer from Egla Rufa. That's one big kasha in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, because there's also a miyat. Just like there's a miyat by Yom Kippur, where it said V'yoso Chatas, so too there's a miyat by Egla Rufa. So miyat Rachmana Gabay Egla Rufa, the pasuk has a miyat by Egla Rufa, Zos, it says Ha'arufa, Zos ba'arifa, it says ha'arufa, only this animal is ba'arifa, ve'ena cheres ba'arifa. However, every other animal, i.e. the paraduma, is not kosher ba'arifa. Says the Gemara, now how about the Kal V'chomer in reverse? Vetei egla k'shera b'shchita. Let me make a Kal V'chomer that the egla rufa is kosher even if I shecht it. Why make Kal V'chomer? Because I have a Kal V'chomer. Uma para shelo uchshru ba'arifa k'shera b'shchita. So madach a para aduma, which is not kosher if I do an arifa to the back of the head, but is kosher if I shecht it. So egla shekshera ba'arufa. So an egla which is kosher if I do the arifa, ein adin shuchshru b'shchita, isn't it a Kal V'chomer that it should be kosher with shchita? Amar kra v'arfu ha'egla ba'arifa in b'shchita lo. So the pasuk says v'arfu ha'egla, and Rashi says v'arfu ha'egla, that is shina lav akasov la'akev. So that's the pasuk repeating itself, and that's shina lav akasov la'akev. So v'arfu ha'egla ba'arifa in b'shchita lo, that the egla is kosher only ba'arifa, but is not kosher if it is shechted. And the Tiferes Yisrael over here takes issue with what Rashi said. Rashi said, again, the reason is shina lava kosov la'akev. However, shina lava kosov la'akev is only a din by real kachim, by real karbanos. And we don't find that the paraduma and the egla arufa are considered to be kachim in that respect. And it's the characteristics, or rather the categorization of something as kachim, is a little bit squishy, because over here we have the Tiferes Yisrael saying that this doesn't have a din of kachim. Tosfos already told us, we saw in the Mishnah, that the reason that we draw the distinction between Egla Ruf and Paraduma is because both of them have a quasi status of kachim. But even if they have a quasi status of kachim, says the Tiferes Yisrael, it's not kachim to the extent that we would apply the halacha of shina lavakasov la'akev. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, it's not that it's shina lavakasov la'akev, because again that halacha is specific to kachim. Rather, from the fact that the pasuk is so repetitive, it shows don't learn the Kal V'chomer, because You might think of Kal V'Chomer, but if the Pasuk says so many times that it's got to be Ba'arifa, then it's obvious that it's got to be Ba'arifa. So that's the way that Tzvaris Yisrael learns out the limud in the Psukim. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. So Kosher B'Kohanim says the Mishnah that what's Kosher for Kohanim is Pasul B'Levim. Kosher B'Levim, Pasul B'Kohanim. What's Kosher for Levim is going to be Pasul for Kohanim. What in the world does this mean? Very cryptic. So it says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. So we learn as follows. Kohanim B'Mumim Psulim. B'shanim k'sherim. By Kohanim, there's a psul for a balmum, that a balmum is not allowed to do the avoda. However, there is no psul shanim. There is no such thing called your aging out of your ability to perform the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash as a kohen. Leviim, however, by contrast, Leviim, b'mumim k'sherim, they're kosher to do the avoda of the Leviim, even if they are a balmum. However, b'shanim psulim. However, they do age out. And Rashi explains over here, Pachos mi ben shloshim, if you're either younger than 30, v'yosur mi ben nun, or you're older than 50, k'tachsiv zos asher l'levim, zos mashma miyuta, and zos is a miyut, meaning that you have to be within this 20-year bandwidth in order to serve as a Levi. So says the Gemara, nimtza, so it turns out as follows. Kosher b'kohanim, Pasul b'Leviim, what's kosher for Kohanim, i.e. old age, is a psul by Leviim. Kosher b'Leviim, what's kosher by Leviim, i.e. if you're a balmum, you're still able to do the avoda, pasul b'Kohanim, that is going to be a psul by Kohanim. Minani milis, how do we know all this? The Tana Rabbanan, because the pasuk says as follows, Zos asher l'Leviim, it says Zos asher l'Leviim, malta malomar. What does this teach us? Lefisha Namar Umi ben Chamishim Shana Yashuv, because it says in the Pasuk, when he turns 50, he's got to sit down, meaning he's got to return from doing the Avoda. Lamanu Leviim Shashanim Poslam Behem, that we learn that Shanim, that old age, is a disqualifier by Leviim. Yachol Mumim Poslam Behem, so I might think that a Bal Mum should also passel by a Levi. Vidinu, and if you think about it, it's really a Kal V'Chomer, Ma Kohanim Shena Shanim Poslam Behem. Mumin poslam ma'ada kohanim, who don't have a disqualification for age, they do have a disqualification for a balmum. Leviim shashanim poslam b'em leviim, who even have a disqualification of age, ain't a din sheyu balmum poslam b'em. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that a balmum should also passel by a levi? Tamalomar zos asher l'leviim. That's why it says in the pasuk. Zos asher l'leviim, zos l'leviim, vein acheres l'leviim. This is what disqualifies a Levi, i.e. the age criteria, but there is no other disqualification for a Levi, i.e. mumim do not passel by a Levi. Yachol yu'akonim sulim b'shanim. The Gemara now tries the reverse. I might think that a Kohen should become puzzle with age. A Kohen should age out. Valodinu, and it's a Kal B'Chomer. Umal Leviim, Madach Leviim, She'ein Mumim Posel Abem, Shanim Posel Abem. By Leviim, there is no psul of a Bal Mum. Yet there is a psul Shanim, because the Levi could be too old. So Kohanim, She'a Mumim Posel Abem. By Kohanim, where a Bal Mum does puzzle by a Kohen, Ein Adin, She'u Shanim Posel Abem, isn't it a Kal V'Chomer that Shanim should also be a psul? Because even a Balmum, which is not a psul by Levi, is a psul by Kohanim. So years, so Shanim, age, which is a psul by Levi, should certainly be a psul by Kohanim. Tamalomar asher l'Leviim, velo asher l'Kohanim. No, the Pasuk said, Zos asher l'Leviim. This criteria, i.e. the age, is a criteria by Leviim. It's a criteria by Leviim. It's not a criteria by Kohanim. So says the Gemara, now this halacha of the Levi being fit for the avoda only between the ages of 30 and 50, when does that apply? So says the Gemara, Yachol af b'shila b'beis olamim, Cain. I might think, so in other words, we know that it applies by the Mishkan. The thing is that by the Mishkan, the Leviim had very hard labor. The Leviim had to be very, very strong because they would carry the Mishkan and the Kalim whenever the Bnei Yisrael would travel on the Midbar. However, once they got to permanent resting places, once they got to the Mishkan Shiloh, once they got to Beis Olamim, which is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't pick up the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash any longer and travel. And then the Avodah of the Leviim changed in its nature dramatically, because in Shiloh and Beis Olamim, in Mishkan Shiloh and the real Beis HaMikdash, they were only Mishorarim, and shorarim. So Rashi says they would only be in charge of opening and closing the gates, and they would be meshorer. They would sing when the avoda was being done. So this is not the type of hard manual labor that you would think you need only very, very strong men between the ages of 30 and 50. So says the Gemara, Yachol af b'shilo b'beis olamim came. I might think that the disqualification of age for a Levi applies even to the Mishkan Shilo and Beis Olamim. Tamalomar la avod avodas. Avoda, avodas masa. That the pasuk says, lavod avodas avoda avodas masa. Lo amarti elabizman shavoda bakasev. That I only said the pasuk only puts this age limitation on the levim when the avoda is manual. When the avoda is manual labor. So, however, when the avoda ceases to be manual labor, like in the Mishkan Shiloh, like in the Beis Hamikdash, there is no longer an age requirement for the Levim. There's a machlokas Ramban and Rambam as to whether the psul of shanim, whether the psul of age is shayich whenever the Levim have to carry the aron, even whenever the aron is transported, even if the Mishkan itself might not be picked up and moved regularly. The Ramban says that the disqualification of age or the criteria of age applies whenever the Levim had to carry the Aron, even if they didn't disassemble and then assemble the Mishkan and carry it around. But the Rambam says, no, after the time that the Mishkan was carried in the Midbar, there was no psul shanim bichlal. There was no psul shanim at all. So Machlokas Ramban and Rambam as to whether any of this applies even after the Mishkan, so long as the Levim have to carry something. But the Psukim, getting back at the Gemara, the Psukim definitely imply that the reason for the age limitation by a Levi is because it's a lot of manual labor that the Levim have to do. So says the Gemara, Kasev echad omer mi ben chamesh ve'esrim shana, umala. One pasuk by the Levim says that they serve from the age of 25 and up. The Kasev echad omer mi ben shloshim. And another pasuk tells me that they serve from the age of 30 and up. Ef shalom ar shloshim, shekvar nemar chafei. Now the Gemara says, well, we have a contradiction. You can't say that they start serving at 30 because the other pasuk tells me that they start serving at 25. You can't tell me that they start serving at the age of 25 because the other pasuk tells me that they start serving at the age of 30. Hakeitzad. So what then? So chafei lilmod. So when they're 25, they start to learn. And Rashi says, lilmod halachas avoda. There are a lot of hilchas avoda, so they have to start learning the halachas of the avoda. Ushloshim li avoda. They have a 5-year apprenticeship period, basically, where they're learning. And then when they're 30, they actually start doing the avoda. Mikan, the Talmud, Shalom Ro, Simin Yafa, Bimishmaso, Heishanim, Shuv, Einaroa. From here we know that if you have a Talmud who learns for 5 years and doesn't see a Simin Bracha in his learning, you know that he's not going to see a Simin Bracha in his learning again. And that's why the Levim would learn for 5 years. They would learn for 5 years before they would actually do the avoda. And Rashi says, what do we mean Simin Bracha? Simin Bracha means that you should be able to learn it without forgetting it. So if you try learning for 5 years and you still forget it, that means that you're never going to be matzliach in your learning. And Mefarshim explained, that's why in Pirkei Avos it says that when you're 5 ben chamesh lemikra, ben eser lemishnah, and when you're 15 ben tesvav letalmud, because you have to try to learn mikra for 5 years in order to retain it, and if you've learned it for 5 years and you're still not retaining it, then it's no good. When you're 10 and you've already learned Mikra for 5 years, then you should learn Mishnah. You got to learn that for 5 years. And when you're 15, you start learning Gemara. And then the Mefarshim also point out that this 5-year rule only applies to some area of topics, some topical matter that is pretty well defined. However, something like Talmud, which is, you know, ever developing and really never ending because of all of the various chakiros and drushas that could be made on the Talmud and in the Talmud, then there is no set amount of time. So even if you are learning Talmud for 5 years and you don't get it, there are other areas in the Talmud and other types of lima that you might find success in. But taking it back to the Gemara, The way we reconcile the stira in the psukim between chafei, between whether the Levim have to be 25 or the Levim have to be 30, it all depends on what they're doing. 25, they start to learn the halachos. 30, they actually start to perform. Rav Yossi Amar, Rav Yossi says, no, it's not 5 years that a person takes before we see whether his learning is going to be matzliach. So gimel shanim, it's 3 years. Shanemar, with the gadlam shanim shalosh, that they should sit for 3 years, ulalamdam sefer v'loshan kastim, and they would learn books and the loshan kastim. Vidach, and the other mandi amar shani loshan kastim dekolil. Well, if you're learning loshan kastim, which is apparently a very easy subject matter, then you're right. You don't have to sit there for 5 years like an idiot hoping that the subject matter goes into your head. If you're sitting there for 3 years and it's not working, then you know it's not going to work anymore. But for more complicated subjects, you do have to sit for 5 years before you can determine whether you'll be successful. Vidach, and the other man, the Amar says, Shani Ilchas Avoda Tatkifin. No, maybe the baseline is that that really after 3 years you should know whether you're going to see Simen Bracha. However, by the Avoda, you have to do it for 5 years because the Avoda, the Ilchas of Avoda, the Ilchas of Avoda, are very, very hard. And Rashi points out, it's just very technical. Lahorid ha-mishkan, lafarko, lanatoso, lahamid krasav, krasav, vashir, lakarban, bepeh, bekli, that that you would have to learn how to, you would have to be very, very handy. You'd have to learn how to take apart the mishkan and fit it together with all the joints and the boards and the beams. And not only that, but you also have to sing and you have to know how to play instruments. There's a lot to do. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, so 5-6 lines up from the bottom of the page. Tana Rabbana, Kohen Mishayovi Shtei Saros. The Kohen is fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash when he has Shtei Saros, meaning when he's a Godol B'Shanim, when he's a Bar Mitzvah. Ad Sheyazkin, until he becomes old, Kasher Le'avoda. He's Kasher to the Avoda. We're going to see in a minute what it means that he becomes old. Umumin Poslimbo, and he becomes puzzled to do the Avoda if he is a Bal Mum. Ben Levi, mi ben shloshim shana, mi ben shloshim v'yad ben chamishim, kosher le'avoda. A Levi is kosher to do the avoda from the age of 30 to the age of 50. V'shanim poslimbo, and once he reaches the age of 50, he ages out of doing the avoda. And now the Gemara says explicitly what we said implicitly earlier. B'med dvar mamurim b'yolam o'echem emidbar. Aval b'shila b'beis olamim ein efsalon ela b'kol. However, this age criteria is only by the Olam Moed in the Midbar when they would actually do manual labor and they would carry the Mishkan from one place to the next. However, by Shiloh and Beis Olamim, by the Beis HaMikdash, they would only become pusul with kol. What does it mean they would become pusul with kol? It means that once he's that old, so that he can no longer sing because no longer has a voice, then he's going to become pusul because the whole point of the Levium was that they would sing to accompany the Avoda. Rav Yossi, says Rav Yossi, Maikra, what's the pasuk? Vayihi ke'echad. It says, Vayihi ke'echad, lemechatzatzrim ulemeshorimim lashmia kol echad. So it says, Vayihi ke'echad, means even everybody together. Rashi points out, even zakenim. In other words, Vayishilam beis alamim, when all the Levium did was they would sing, everybody would do it together, even the zakenim, but they would have to have kol echad. In other words, when the guy gets so old that he can no longer carry a tune, then he's ineligible to serve as a Levi, even in Shiloh or a Beis Olamim. Says the Gemara, Ad Sheyaskin. So two lines down, we said that a Kohen is eligible for the Avoda when he becomes a Bar Mitzvah until he gets old. So Ad Kama, what does that mean? How old is old? And at which point the Kohen is going to age out of the Avoda? Amar Rav Ila, Amar Rav Chanina, Ad Sheyartes, until he shakes, until he's so old that he starts to shake, then he can't be trusted to do the avoda well any longer. Tanana, some we learn, Balkeri Shetaval Velo Hitzel Mayim. If you have a Balkeri, now it used to be that there was Tumas Keri, they would have to go to the mikvah when they would experience a Tumas Keri. So if you have a Balkeri, you went to the mikvah, but he didn't urinate before he went to the mikvah, then Lechesheyatil, when he is Matil Mayim, Tameh, he's going to be Tameh again. Why? Rashi explains, because we assume that not all of the Keri left him initially, and therefore it doesn't leave him until he actually urinates post fact. And therefore, if he goes to the mikveh before he urinates, and then afterwards he urinates, we're afraid that with his urine came out a little bit of keri, and he is going to be tamei again. Rav Yossi Amar b'chol b'zaken tamei. Rav Yossi says, "Well, hang on, it's not a uniform rule. So if we're talking about a sick person or an old person that the keri doesn't emit with such force, then you're right. then you're going to be tameh if you're matal mayim after you go to the mikvah. But yelad ubavari tar, however, by a youth or by a healthy person, he is going to be tar. Why? And Rashi points out to me, kara nafik kule, because he's a more vibrant person, and therefore all of the keri is emitted during the act, and therefore there is no keri left in the system that we're afraid is going to come out next time he urinates. Therefore, he's going to be tar. Why are we bringing this down? Because we talk about a yelad and we talk about a zaken. So says the Gemara, yelad ad kama. What does it mean, yelad? How long in a person's life is he considered to be a yelad before he's considered to be a zaken? So yelad ad kama, amravilah, amravchanina, kol shomed al raglo, echad v'cholets menolo v'nolo menolo. Whoever has good enough balance that they could stand on one leg, they could take off their shoe, and they could put on their shoe, all while standing on one leg, and often older people lack balance. So long as somebody's able to do that, he's considered to be a yelad. So that should make all of us feel good. We're still considered kids, by and large. So Amru Alav, Rabbi Chanina, however, they said about Rabbi Chanina, Shayi bet Shmonim Shana, he was 80 years old, Vayomid al Raglo Echav Echolis Menolo Venolo Menolo. He was an 80-year-old man, and he was able to stand on one leg and take off his shoe and put on his shoe. So Amru Rav Chanina, and Rav Chanina said, how is he able to do this? Chamen v'shemen shesachanti imi b'yaldusi, the hot water and the oil that my mother used to anoint me with when I was a youth, hein amduli basic nusi, that helped me age gracefully, and so I am now able to be the 80-year-old guy who's capable of taking off and putting on his shoes while standing on one leg. Quite an impressive feat indeed. Says the Gemara Viter, Tana Rabbanan, Nismale zikno, from the time that Nismale Zakan, that he is able to grow a beard, Roy Liyasa Shliach Tzibur, he's able to be a Shliach Tzibur, the Leirid Lefnei Teva, and he's able to become the Bal Tfila, Valisa Eskapov, and he's able to Duchen. Says Tosfos as follows. What are you talking about? That you're not able to become a Bal Tfila, or you're not able to do this stuff until you're Nismale Zikno? Says Tosfos, top Tosfos on the page, Tema, the Beberka Koryas and Megillah, Meseches Megillah, we learn, Aminan Katan Kori B'Torah, a Katan can read the Torah, Veina Poryas Hashma, but a Katan can't serve as a Shliach Tzibur, Lo Yori Levnei Ateva, nor does he daven on fast days, Vlono says Kapov, nor is he, nor can he Duchen, Mashma, Hoevi Shtei Saras, Yori Levnei Ateva, Vlono says Kapov. But it's clearly Mashma from the Gemara Meseches Megillah that once the Katan becomes a Bar Mitzvah, he's able to do these things. No, yes, when you become a bar mitzvah, the katan's allowed to be a shliach tzibur. Aval yosa shliach tzibur kavua, but to make him the chazan in the Beis HaKnesses on a kavua, on a permanent basis, olis, bala, batanias, b'mamados, or to be the shliach tzibur on days where tefillah is more critical, is more poignant, like on tanias, b'mamados. For example, the Mefarshim also point out, in our days, on Yom Naram, to make a bar mitzvah kid, a shliach tzibur on Yom Naram, a nasa achi yismal ezikno. That you shouldn't do until he's mismal ezakan, until he becomes a little bit older. Who do we have daven on Yomim Naram or on Atanis? It's a zakein v'ragil. It's a person who's very familiar with the nusach, and it's a zakein. Vim tomar, the b'sof lulah gazal mashma that filu katan oseis kapav. In meseches sukkot mashma that even a katan can duchen. Darmin a katan sheyadei alisa es kapav mechalken lo truma beis agranos. We see that if you see a katan who duchens, then you're allowed to give him truma in the granary because we assume that he's actually a kohen. Ubekuntras pirish lav dafka katan ela marik shevi shtei saros v'lo mashma achid. Rashi tries to fetch out that really we're talking about a gadol, but it doesn't say that ela katan mamish. It says in the Gemara katan. Dumia the katan ayadei ela daber of a melamda torah. It's mashma that we're talking about a real katan. So in the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, it's mashma that even a katan can duchen. Why are you telling me over here that you have to have shtei saris to duchen? The Eishlamer adav a katan noseis kapav haynu imagdolim. Kedarmina gabe shir bein ragli alaviim al yomdim. Vitzori alaviim al yinikraim beperek ein barachin. Alavnei atzma ina noseis kapav achiyavi beis saris. So Tosfos winds up saying it is true, a katan can duchen, only if he duchens with his father. If you have a katan who's not with his father, he shouldn't be duchening. Once he's maybe shtei saros, once he's a bar mitzvah, he could duchen even without an adult there. Okay, so says the Gemara, Me'emesai kosher li avoda. From when is a Kohen kosher for the avoda? Says the Gemara, Meshiyavi shtei saros, from the time that he brings two saros. Rebbe Yomer, Omrani ache ben esrim. Rebbe says, Omrani, which is the lashon that Rebbe always uses whenever he speaks in the Gemara, he has to be 20 years old. Omrav chista, my time at the Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe? Dechsiv vayamdu es halaviyim mi ben esrim shana v'mala, that the Levium would stand from the time that they were 20, lenatzeach amalechas beis Hashem, to supervise the malach of the beis Hashem. So over here, clearly it says that they were 20. Vidach lenatzeach shani, but the Tanakhama says, no, it's only, you have to be 20 if you want to be a supervisor. But if you want to do the avodah generally, you could do it even when you're bar mitzvah. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? You're using as a source a pasuk that says, vayamdu es halaviyim mi ben esrim shana, and you're trying to teach me that the Kohen can't do the avodah until he's 20 years old. Vayikra bilaviyim ksiv. This pasuk is talking about Levim, it's not talking about Kohanim at all. Could the Rabbi Shua ben Levi? So we answer, it's like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Be'esrim v'abram mekomos nikro Kohanim Levim. V'zeh echad ma'am, that in 24 places in Tanakh, the Kohanim are actually called Levim. This is one of them, and therefore, when the pasuk says v'alevim, they have to be 20, it's actually talking about the Kohanim, and such as, v'kohanim alevim b'nei tzadok, it also says the Kohanim Levim b'nei tzadok. Tzadok was the Kohen Gadol. So if it's calling his kids Levim, it's obviously using the word Levi in a reference to Kohanim. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Vayter, Ish Mizarach Haladoro Sam. Mikan Amar Evelazar Katan Pasul Yavoda. It says, Ish. Therefore, we know that a katan is puzzle for the avoda. Vafilu tam, even if he's a tam, even if he's not a balmum. Me'emesai kosher li avoda. When does he become kosher to the avoda? Misha yavish de saros. When he becomes a gadol, when he's bar mitzvah. Aval echav akohanim. However, his kohanim brothers, ein manich anos olavod achiyu ben chaf. They don't let him serve in the Beis HaMikdash until he is 20. And that's what Rebbe meant when he said, Ein manichinoso, says Rashi. Aval rabbanan lo paslu. In other words, it's not that there's a psul, it's that they wouldn't let him, and they wouldn't let him because it's not bakavadik to let a young kid do the avoda. But there's no psul. Ikadamri, harebihi, others say, no, that's the shita of Rebbe. But, so in other words, some say that this is the shita of the Tanakhama, and there is no psul. And when Rebbe said that there was that they wouldn't let him, it just meant that they wouldn't let him because of kavod. Ikadamri, harebihi. Others say this is Rebbe Shita, Vafilu Psol Drabbanan Lesle. However, even the Tanakhama would say that there's no Psol Drabbanan at all. There's no problem whatsoever with a bar mitzvah boy with the bar mitzvah boy doing the avoda. Vika Damri, or others say Rebbe Isle Psol Medrabbanan. That Rebbe would say that there is a psul midrabanan. In other words, and Rashi points out, what does that mean? Afilu b'di'eved achiyu ben chaf. If you want to say that there's a real psul drabanan of a kohen doing the avoda until he turns 20, it means that even b'di'eved we wouldn't let him do the avoda. V'rabanani, and this statement about doing the avoda when you're 13, but they wouldn't let him do it until it's 20, that's the rabanan ulechatchila hu delo. And the sheet of the Rabbanan is, according to Rebbe, you're right. According to Rebbe, he's possible for the Avod, even b'di'eved. According to the Tanakhama, he's kosher b'di'eved, but l'chatchila, we're not going to let him do the avoda until he turns 20. Avod d'yeved, avoda sakshera, but b'di'eved is avoda, is going to be kosher. And Rashi explains here, v'almas disin d'machshirlei, the Mishnah, which says that the Kohen is kosher to the Avoda from the time he turns Bar Mitzvah, Ela She'ein Achev HaKohanim Anichinoso, except his brothers who are the Kohanim, the other Kohanim, don't let him do the Avoda until he turns 20. Rabbanani, that's the Rabbanan, Vashminan Dafilo Rabbanan Modul Chatchila Lo, Vodamach Shulel B'di Eved. So we see, according to this Lashon in the Gemara, even the Rabbanan agreed that Chatchila, you shouldn't do the Avoda until you turn 20. The machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe is what happens b'di'eved. According to the Rabbanan b'di'eved, it's okay. According to Rebbe, no, it's an ikov, it's ma'akev. You can never do the avoda until the Kohen turns 20. We'll stop here, and I will leave the Mishnah dealing with Tumah Taira to the rabbi when he comes back for the shiur tomorrow. And I will be back learning with all of you, God willing, next Friday again.